Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I am your host this week, David Curry. My wife, Lindsay Curry, is supposed to be joining me, but she is having some technical difficulties, so we are doing what you do and rolling with the punches, making things work, and I am going to be hosting this show this week by myself. So let's see. Let's have a seat. As you guys know, we always theme our show off of a quote that may mean a little bit to someone or something. And this week's quote is, people can stand the heat of expectation if you are willing to sweat with them. And that comes from a gentleman by the name of Kevin Turner. I think if you look him up, that may be Brian Kevin Turner. He was the CEO of Walmart up until 2004, 2005, and then he transitioned to Microsoft, where he worked for Bill Gates and was the CEO of Microsoft through 2016. I am coming off of a hot week from Phoenix, Arizona, where I actually was in a conference setting with Mr. Kevin Turner and John Maxwell himself. As you guys know, we're very fond followers of John. So, we're kind of coming off this week and going to give some takeaways to the expectations. You know, that was one thing, a big takeaway, because we're all in the business of people management, whether you're leading a team or really you're leading yourself. You have to work up to those expectations, right? And what it takes for you to do that. And when you're leading others, that a lot of times is knowing that you are in the hot seat with them. So I just really loved the way that Kevin spoke to leading others and being in the hot seat with that team that he's leading and how to do that. But the big thing that I took from Kevin this past week is that he was very simplistic in the way that he did that. And the way that he kind of summarized what he always did. So you think about Microsoft, you think about Walmart. Walmart today is now the largest company in the world. I forget how many billions of dollars he said that company, hundreds of billions of dollars Walmart is now worth today. But he ran that company through a three-stage process or a three-stage approach. And that was people, strategy, and then execution. And execution is kind of that stage that touches on our quote of expectation, right? So when you look at people, strategy, execution. People can stand the heat of that expectation you put on them when they know you're in there willing to sweat with them, right? So if we look at people, one takeaway I got from Brian, Kevin this week was that what got us to where we are today is not what is going to get us to where we want to go. So I think there's been a lot of change for myself personally over the years when it comes to what has gotten us to some of these goals is not what's going to get us to the next destination that we're seeking. Lindsay and I personally, I know, are going through that at the moment. You know, we've been successful in the final expense space. We've been successful in growing and building leading teams. We've gotten to a place where we've done well in the Medicare side of the business. But we also know that the future can come from us providing a holistic service to our client And for that holistic service to take place, we are now in a very infant stage of learning and growing and changing and adapting. And I know that one of the big takeaways that Kevin spoke to a lot this past week, the never dying trait of successful people is coachability, right? So you think about it. What got me to where I'm at today is not going to take me to where I want to be tomorrow. So one of the big things that you have to embrace and look for, number one, is coachable mindset. And what I would also add to that is not only a coachable mindset, but a willing teacher or a viable source, mentor, someone that's been there, done that, can help you, you know, along the way, speed up the process of the learning curve. So, you know, when you think about the first step of management being the person, whether that's other people or whether it be ourselves, you have to ask yourself that question, right? Am I willing to listen? Am I willing to change? And who is the person that I'm aligning with that's helping me change? You know, I loved one of the other things that Kevin said this past week, and it's kind of just a quote that I'll put out there, right, for you to kind of chew up, soak in. The easiest thing for us to change is something that someone else did. One of the hardest things for us to change is something that we have done, right? So it comes back to that coachable mindset. You know, we all have this ownership and pride and maybe ego in something that we've done, but you think about it, you step into a new position, you step into a new role, and it's easy for you to pick apart the job and the process, the systems, the way things are being done because someone else did it. But when you're the one that builds that out, how easy is it that you're willing to change, right? How acceptable is that to you that you will take criticism, critique, and make a change to something that's got you to where you're at? So we particularly with Final Expense Sales and our team may think about, you know, or see over and over again an agent that comes in and they learn the process and they change some things along the way, and they, you know, kind of 2-3 months into knocking on a door and being taught this very simple thing, they've experienced some wins, right? And maybe they've now created their own judgment and they're starting to adapt their process, their system to something that they are creating. They have created, they see it work, but has it been in play and in place for the millions of times that Orca Life and the system and the process that we have created as a big, large unit been ran, right? Literally, if you look at the Orca Life sales system, that door knock, that sit, the time, the way that we do that, how you do that in the home has been done over a million times. So whether you've been here for 2 months or 2 years, you got a lot of catching up to do before you get to the point of maybe even thinking that that system may outperform or something we could add to the way that we do it. So I just, you know, we'll retract back to that, right? But I just look at when you look at people, I love the thought that what's gotten me here is not going to get me there. And how coachable and willing am I to make change? And who am I aligning myself with to make that change? And when you look at, you know, the philosophy that Walmart and Microsoft, the way they are today, the philosophy of what got them there, people, strategy, and execution. When you look at strategy, one of the biggest things that I know personally that I have seen help with strategy is that that is a collaborative team effort. You know, you're going to have someone that sees things differently, may see the bigger picture, right? They may see the dream versus the person that says, okay, if I've got this dream or I've got this goal and objective to hit this week, let's say you start with this year. Yes, I've got this year. I want to achieve these things. You're going to break that down into, okay, what needs to be done this quarter? What needs to be done this month? What needs to be done this week? Now I can look at what I need to do today. So you've got the big vision guy that sits there and says, man, at the end of the year, we need to be here. That's the visionary, and this is the strategy. And then you come down to the execution, right? Or the executioner, the doer, the one that says, okay, well, if I want to get there by the end of the year, I've got to start by taking this first step this week. And those are usually two different people, the way that they think, the way that they see things. So to put together your true strategy for the destination that you want to get, I do believe that that is wholeheartedly a team effort. And, you know, one of the things Kevin mentioned for the way that he would go about that at Walmart or Microsoft was the outside perspective can often provide your best value. So if you're putting together the strategy for what we want to accomplish this year, maybe we go outside of our own team to establish a different perspective on what you may think our strategy should be to get there. You know, Lindsay and I personally experienced that. And I think now 4 years down the road, we are taking the steps that the outside visionary, the outside perspective, i.e. the AmeriLife leadership, this holistic approach that we are have encompassed now for multiple years and now putting together foundationary steps for our team members to add these pieces of the holistic approach, providing senior care service for life insurance, Medicare, health insurance, and retirement income planning, right? 4 years ago, we did not see that. And the outside perspective said that we needed to make change, but we had built this successful business and we had built this successful team and we had built the best final expense agent in the country. Why would we make change? Well, that visionary saw a bigger industry, a bigger picture, and they said, man, this fits perfectly to where you guys are at right now. You guys have done really well with this one piece, but we're sitting on, we'll just say, the gold mine of opportunity with these other things that you could do. And there was a lot of reluctancy from us at that point, right? So it's very easy to change something someone else has done, but the hardest thing to change is what you've done yourself. So this company, these processes, this successful sales engine of distribution that we had was really rolling, you know, the rolling locomotive, downhill movement, momentum was on our side. Now you want us to change. That was 4 years, 5 years almost, 5 years ago. And we're now sitting in a place where we have grasped that change. We are seeing the vision that the person bigger and better farther down the road than us paved out and set sights on and tried to plant seeds to grow 5 years ago. And we just took bites out of that. We took bites out of that over the last 5 years, and we slowly added and changed this. And we have now slowly added and changed that. And we see that. We see that drawback, right? The reluctancy to change from our own team as we implement these new ideas and this new vision, this new path that's different than what has always got us to where we're at. So I just say that, right, as we think about our strategy, some of the best strategies and some of the biggest visions may come from someone outside of your circle. And the only thing holding us back for us to open up that door is our own ego, our own humility, right? Get out of our own way to open up that big door. So just a piece there. I know me personally, that's what's held me back is my own self, you know, get out of our own way. So again, those are great. You got to align yourself with the right people. You have to have your right strategy. As we talk about people and execution and the front lines and them being willing to take on the expectation that maybe you put on them, they will align and charge for that when they know that you're sweating with them. The sweat comes in the execution, right? You can put the pieces of the puzzle and the vision together, but if you don't have that execution towards this goal and all sides of the puzzle, all lines of the team moving together, we go slow and we probably don't go very far until it's now time to change. You know, you can change when you're in a good spot, or you can wait until you're forced to change. And it's usually better to proactively make changes, right? Like they say, the best time to do something is when things are going great. Why? Because things are going great. Take the ability to make the change then, instead of waiting until things now have forced you to change. So one part that I take from Kevin as I'm coming off of this conference with him this week, I love this and I've heard it before, but I'll give him the credit right now. You get what you inspect and you get what you accept, right? So I love that because it's not you get what you expect. Hopefully you do. But you're only going to get what you expect if you inspect that, and you're going to only get what you accept. And I love that because they say people, persistence wins in our business, right? So are you willing to accept mediocrity, or are you willing to stay in the game and work beyond your point of comfortability to the point of success? So I love how just, you know, a kind of a snapshot at our execution and the expectation. One major thing that we have to do is we have to stay on top of that. We have to track our progress. We have to know what we're putting in and the result that's coming out. So you get what you inspect and you get what you accept. So when you inspect, if it is not what you were looking for or desiring, are you changing? Are you adapting? Are you growing? Are you seeking advice? Are you seeking new strategy so you can double down on the persistence and stay in the game and get what you desired? Are you giving in and giving up and turning over and seeking out something new and starting over, right? So again, when Kevin talked about execution, he said, and I love this again, Walmart, Microsoft. Nobody listening to this podcast does not know who Walmart, Microsoft is. And this is the guy that ran the show for these people and have made them what they are today. And he said, it's very simple, which is what I love. Three reasons why people don't do what you're asking them to do, or why you don't get what it is that you expect to get, right? And that's because of training, that's because of our own attitude, or that's because you just simply aren't capable of doing it, right? And you as a leader, you as a mentor, you as somebody that can look at yourself, when you evaluate your own execution at its simplest, right? How am I doing? It breaks down into those three things. Am I trained? Am I educated well enough to do the job? Am I maintaining a positive attitude, approach, and a drive to go achieve the result? And am I capable of achieving that result? So let's just say capacity. What is capacity, right? Very easy to me. I'm an ex-golf pro, now insurance agent, life insurance at that. If you asked me to go build, you know, plug me into Elon Musk's SpaceX company and finish the rocket and the mission to Mars, I don't have the capacity for that. I am not in a position nowhere close, right? So that just puts a little context on you, maybe a laugh thinking about me driving Elon's company anywhere forward. But that's capacity. So training, attitude, capacity, that dictates whether or not we get where we're wanting to go. Again, when you look at expectation, it's how often are you inspecting on those results, and are you accepting what it is that you're getting. So I'll kind of leave us with this. There was one more thing that I took from our time in Phoenix with Kevin and John this past week. And I love hearing it from these guys that have been in such big places, but they simplify things down to the point that I get it. I get it, right? So again, number one, you hear so much about passion, right? Passion will drive persistence. You know, what are you accepting when it comes to that execution? And I've lived that. And he says, you know, very few people get to do what they love to do, which means the rest of us have to fall in love with what we're doing. And the people that actually make it are the people that get comfortable and show up to that space of uncomfortability that yet you may not feel ready for, but they stay persistent and they seek it out long enough to begin to get comfortable with it. And you just have to do it. So to me, that says that, you know, nothing in the realm of success, no matter what you're chasing, is going to come from a comfortable state. If it was so comfortable, if it was so easy, then everybody would already have been doing it, right? So that is a big piece to your success. How willing are you to stay uncomfortable until you can create comfortability? And what I would look at when you're doing that is what people are around you, what strategy do you have, and how often are you inspecting your execution and the accountability to the result, right? So back to it, when you look at it, people are willing to be upheld to the expectation. And I think about it, that's core, that's right down to you on yourself. You are willing to accept a tough expectation that you may place on yourself when you know that you're willing to stay in and sweat that out. So I do know it's a simple message, but it's a big message. And I love hearing it because it came from a guy that moved big business with such simple philosophies. So I appreciate you guys adapting with the punch, listening to me now for a little bit, maybe close to 25 minutes if you were here with us throughout the whole show. We do love that you are here. Our job is to help you in whatever way that we can. Like, share, subscribe, follow, reach out. We love you here, Hype Leadership Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.
Is retirement just around the corner? It might be time to start imagining the foundation of your retirement budget. I'm Jim Tarabok here for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Most people spend decades saving for retirement, but far fewer spend time planning how they'll spend in retirement. According to a recent study by CNBC, 64% of Americans are more worried about running out of money in retirement than they are of actually dying. Andrew Biggs, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, tells CNBC that growing fears about retirement finances are pushing more Americans to keep working later in life.
We have more options for extended work lives today than we've ever had before, and Americans are taking advantage of them.
Without a clear retirement budget, it's easy to go off track, either by spending too much too soon or holding back out of fear and missing out on the freedom you've earned. At a recent TED Talk, award-winning financial planner Amir Roshalima revealed how true freedom and retirement budgeting go hand in hand.
Yes, you need to know your numbers. But knowing how much you need to ensure your dream retirement becomes a reality is completely intertwined with knowing what your dream retirement looks like in the first place.
To help keep your retirement years both secure and fulfilling, here are four tips for navigating your budget. First, get clear on your monthly must-haves. We're talking about essentials: housing, healthcare, groceries, transportation. Next, think about what makes retirement meaningful for you. Travel, picking up a new hobby, helping the grandkids with college. This is your time, but even purpose has a price tag. Then take a close look at your income sources: Social Security, pensions, investment withdrawals. Each comes with its own set of rules and tax impacts. And finally, check in with your budget every year. Life changes. The markets, they shift. Your priorities might too. A little regular review can go a long way in keeping you confident and in control. Retirement budgeting isn't a set it and forget it moment. No, it's a new chapter. And like any good story, it needs a solid outline. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.